Hi, good afternoon. This is Dina with Family First Care. Is this Mariah?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm an intake coordinator. I know you just spoke with Jasmine, so I'll be taking over just to help you guys out until you're ready to start. So
okay.
I see here the patient is Cecilia. Are you related to the patient?
Yes, that's my grandmother.
Okay, great. So I'm going to send you the hiring documents for you to complete to become a compliant caregiver with us. Monica from HR, she is in charge of any of the documents. If you have any questions or any issues filling them out, you can let her know. She'll be through the number that I'm sending the documents on. You can basically call or text that number. Okay?
Okay.
And the next thing is the authorization from the insurance. Do you guys have a date that you want to start?
That's the thing. We don't know yet because it's just the county. I guess she has to because she has Medicaid or Medicare now. Like, she has all that right now until the 31st. But
okay.
She has to submit these two documents. But Jasmine, she gave me the Medicaid broker number to call and ask about those two documents because my grandmother doesn't have those anymore. And that's the only thing the county's asking for her to renew her benefits and stuff.
Okay, I see. So there's still one or two things that she needs to do to become eligible again.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, understood. So for now, you can complete the requirements just because it's good to have them done for when she is ready. And
okay.
I'll reach out to the service coordinator from the insurance, and I'll see exactly what needs to be done, and I'll get back to you on that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, did you receive my text message?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you want to go through it now, or you can look at it in your own time?
I can go through it right now.
Okay. So, there's the links, and then there's the documents that we need. So, as far as the links go, those are all the forms. So, there's an application form, a competency test form, basically just caregiving questions that you need to answer. And then there's a direct deposit form if you choose to use that. And then there's an I-9 and W-4 link for your identification. And then as far as documents go, two forms of ID and a TB test that was done either within the year or we can reschedule you for one of those. And then a two-year proof of residency. So have you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, so that can be any old expired ID, a pay stub, a phone or utility bill, bank statement, anything that basically says your name and your address, and it's from 2023 or earlier, right?
Okay. What if I can't find one
so
like that?
So you probably have something. You can either reach out to your bank for an old statement. Or if you really have
okay.
nothing, then you can always go for fingerprints. That's what we do if they don't live in the state, then we use that
okay.
to verify.
Okay.
Yeah, but it can be like any, do you have an expired ID or you don't have that anymore?
I think I do. I think I do because I have to
okay.
just, in order, because I was with All American
mm-hmm.
and my ID had just expired, so I had to go get a new one. So I think I do.
Okay. Okay, great. All right, so you can send those. We'll let you know if they're good. And we'll pause on the start date for now, and we'll reach out to the service coordinator to see what needs to be done. So there's going to be two people that you're going to be working with, me and Monica, so I'm going to send you my number as well. I'll be helping out mainly with the eligibility, getting an authorization, all that, okay?
Okay.
All right, any questions?
Nope, not right now.
Okay, great. Call me if you do have any questions, and if not, have a good day.
Thank you so much. You too.
You're welcome. Bye.